Blog Talk Radio.
What you gon' do?
What do y'all think I'm saying, what are y'all thoughts on the new versus the old? I ain't talking about Slick Rick the Ruler and shit. I mean, we ain't that old. But I'm talking about, like, you know what I'm saying, back in the day, like Nelly, 50 Cent, shit, even Jadakiss, you know what I'm saying, Jay-Z.
People we grew up with, you know.
People we grew up with, as far as, let's see, you know what I'm saying, what you want to say, Roddy Ricch, Uzi, Yachty, you know.
Those are like, you know, those are the new school, pretty much, versus, you know, what we was listening, the customer listened to in the 90s.
Nah, I mean, I'm going to let you go first on this topic. Let me hear your version of it. Like, what you think?
Well, old versus new. Well, I feel like the new nowadays, it's more of who can make something more trendy versus anything being lyrical nowadays. I feel like I was telling you last week that nobody paints a picture anymore when it comes to lyrics. You know what I'm saying? When rappers tell a story, you can, like, visualize it. But now, you don't get that no more. You get, like, a whole bunch of onomatopoeias and shit. That's how I feel with most of these rappers of today. You know, it works for them. You know, I guess there's nothing wrong now. But, you know, if you were to play some of these artists today or back then, like the old school type of music, that shit wouldn't fly. It wouldn't have flew at all.
Honestly, yeah, I agree with you. But I'm going to go ahead and take the stance because I like arguing. I feel like it's a natural progression, you know what I'm saying, as far as hip-hop goes. I mean, it's technically, if you want to be technical, it's going right back to what motherfuckers were talking about. Like, I mean, it's just a, I mean, how can I say it? It's a whole nother way. Like, hip-hop was its own genre. Now, this is a whole nother type of hip-hop, but just because we don't want to break it down to its own genre and disrespect them by calling them mumble rappers or whatever like that, or, like, just prancy rappers or whatever, we just call them hip-hop. And, I mean, I feel, I ain't even going to lie to you, I agree as far as, like, there's no lyricism. Like, back in the day, you can listen, like, you can, any song come on right now, like from 2000 or whatever, you can just get to singing it or rapping it or whatever. You're going to have everybody come rap along. Nowadays, I don't think it's a verse from anybody. It's all hooks. So I think
pretty
it went
much
back to the hooks. Because back when, what was it, King Kong, remember that song?
Yeah.
I remember I had that shit as a ringtone. That was my shit, that hook. But I can't remember that verse. I can't remember a verse from that shit. Can you?
Not at all.
Exactly.
Nah, it was just King Kong. That was it.
Exactly. So it's a lot of one-hit wonders that come up with a whole bunch of catchy hooks. Like, hold on, what the fuck is that song? This shit, I can't even follow them. They created a little wave with them, but I hate that song. It's that shit, mop.
I have no idea what you're talking about, to be honest, bro.
Exactly. So it's a song called Mop D. Whole bunch of sand dudes, I guess they janitors or whatever, but it created a song called Mop and a dance called Mop. Look it up when we done, G. I'm going to take this out. I don't know a verse from that shit. And I don't know nobody who actually sing the song that know a verse. Honestly. Not one verse. But they know the dance. They know the dance. But they don't know this. They don't know the verse. And then I feel like it's a lot of people. All you need is a beat, catchy hook, a little dance, just like back in the day. So that's what I'm saying. I'm in. History repeating itself, like, you know what I'm saying? Soulja Boy came out with a catchy dance, a nice-ass hook, with a decent-ass beat. That nigga run, you know what I'm saying? He created his own way. Now, everybody following him. You know what I'm saying? Just came back again. It's not time for lyrics.
That's true.
I think
they deserve to have their own genre nowadays. I think it's fair, even though they may not like you know, the title mumble rap, it fits majority of the rappers of today because that's what it is. I don't look at that as being bad in my opinion. Like it was what hip hop for the majority of, you know, of music, and then it was rap and then gangster rap, you know. So I feel like mumble rap, I think they deserve their own genre. Migos and them earn that right. My opinion.
I fuck with the Migos though. All right, let's get into
definitely
a couple of tracks real quick, and then we're gonna hop back into the conversation.
Gotcha.
Swagger period, I'm talking business, bitch I'm a mirror, require material, the rodeo list, the cook in the kitchen, the lurkers they itch, them lurkers they itch, my swagger period, no I ain't hearing, like a king I appear to you, I feel a spiritual, fuck all the gas in the gimmick, I want some new Louis Lennon. Kill the A with a bed full of business. They tryna turn us to image. I come from nothing to something. I'm tryna pivot my file. Quiet and scrap out the drama. But you tell me informing the laws. These niggas mug when they staring at me. I got the Mac and she glaring at me. Won't you ring me my yeah, and Peppy. Wanna raise me like a dead bat. Like a shut up on wood like a jigsaw. I be your boy for my colors. Clips first of your big dog. You know you should really look up to me. I'll bring it down to the summer. Okay, give me thousands for every hour. I'm selling babies for hard and power. Like a medibound, I got a boat to call. I shift with a paper on walls. With the hook on my wizarding walls. I'm trying to ball on the shit. I want the pastor, I'm a tune and Dexter, but for the pressure, got the stars like Hecklers, got for meal like Ramadan, then the gas like Exxon, you should live up in Westline, now I want a Westline, my swag appears, I'm talking business, bitch I'm a mirror, require material, the rodeo list, still cooking the kitchen, The lurkers they itch. My swag is furious. No, I ain't hearing. Like a king, I appear to you. I feel a spiritual. Fuck all gas in the gimmick. I want some new Louis Lennon. Kill the A with a bed full of business. They tryna turn us to image. I don't wanna trouble you. I want the W. Been motivated by bills. I ain't talking hustle. You sold your soul for a name. You niggas gullible. My flow is wonderful. Money gon' double too. Omega ever independent. Got a ball of racks like a tennis. Got top five, I ain't in it. Like the mic, down Robert Gibbons. I was working 9 to 5. I was trying to stay alive. For no reason, put the pistol to my eyes. Just as I was getting high. But no, I don't honor that. Tell the bitches to run it back. Hit the dope in the finna crack. Act an ass, I'm a Democrat. It's a prime time like the rolling carriage. Like no early figures, then don't get them buried. Then I'm from the street, then I gotta wear. That is where the mother rebel fair. The leader child. Abandon that homie while he be wild. My folks with no suit, they see DB now. If you got a better way, teach me how. Like you touch the bread like some sauerkraut. All them bad days on a hotter route. Dragon by the body count, that's a fair trail for a body count. I'm talking business.
Niggas whacked out. Pull up on a nigga with the sick guy. Let it go, block, God, blow a nigga back out. my faux dough. You roll weed for my old hoes. Whoa. New sticks for these young niggas, my dead homies who we stunt for. Whoa. Still stuck in my old ways. She snort coke off my watch face. Huh. Cocaine, my nickname. Rode the riches on the car chase. Shot my dogs in Coleman. Whoa. On the pill and I'm rolling. Whoa. 50 million, my focus. Huh. Don't fuck with me cause you don't want it. Whoa. Mercedes so elegant. Turned the block to the Carter. My last name, my die for. Real niggas whoa honor thy father. Boss. I bought a vet for the motor. Huh. Sat the bitch in my vert. I start him off with a quarter. Boom. Still whipping the work. Bang. 800 my jeans. The real nigga came free. Boss. It's a perfect day for you to boss up. Rich nigga in the white tee.
Pull up on a nigga with the sick guy. All the niggas whacked out. Get the niggas whacked out. Ain't a damn thing funny. Pull up on a nigga, hit his ass in the tummy. With a tummy, and it hold a honey. Pull up, my nigga, you know we don't play. FaceTime, fuck nigga, grade. I be the nigga that's taking the yay and rolling around with the K. Gripping the stick and I'm making a move. Nobody move, niggas get blues. I'm blowing a fuse and letting them loose. Some 7.62s is coming for you. Hey, tryna make a million ticket? Yeah, a nigga gon' get that dope. Nigga, ship it, and it, get it. Spraying out the window, bulldog, 4-4. From the get go. It's endo, make a short nigga get low. No pretendo, acting like you will, but you won't. We'll pull a kick though, peel a nigga face off and pull off. Oh yeah, it's real, dawg. Nicholas Cage, the way my young niggas face off. Every day get knocked off. My squad days, them little niggas ready to kill. Shoot a snitch right in the grill. I fuck with young niggas that thuggin' for real. Pull up by that dollar bill. Making a move, into in the cake. Chasing the cake, making a way. First 48, can pull up the date. The way I pull up, I'm ready to spray. Hey!
Pull up on a nigga with the sick guy. All my niggas whacked out. Get your niggas whacked out.
Whacked out.
Pull up on a nigga with the sick guy. Let it go block out. Blow a nigga back out.
Flossing my G's, you niggas is sweet, just leave it to me. Do 223s, just chopping down trees. My niggas whacked out, buck wildin' and vibing every time we sliding. Fuck niggas go to hiding when bullets they start sliding.
Pull up,
and I bet you won't leave. You fucking with me?
With me?
These niggas assist. You know my pull up game a bitch. Click time over, it's war time soldier. Moving like a King Cobra. I don't know ya, you getting fucked over. Pull up and I show you. You niggas is playing around, we swaying around. No circus, but all of my niggas is clowns. We pull up and hop out on niggas right now. And leave them face down, cause he's underground. I want it, I pull up and get that. Hit a nigga in the face with a Big Mac. Get back, do you pussy niggas get that? Break a nigga ass off like a Kit Kat. Yeah.
One time for the nation.
One time for the view.
OGNT. I apologize if this is too soon, but I ain't wanna wait too long to tell you how I feel. I swear I keep it real and I pray to God that I ain't wrong.
It's been weeks since we first met. Thinking about your body had me weak since we first met. Mathematic positions let you close with us attraction while you holding my addition. Multiplying the strokes while your legs do the division. You the girl of my dreams, exactly how I envision. Body tight, right, your picture fit the description. Focal point of the room, you sucking up my attention. If this song wasn't about you, you get an honorable mention. She assists me every level on this money making mission. Her grind matches my grind, kinda like a competition. And she grind with such precision. Rapid repetition. She the leader of the team, holding on to her position. Beauty's in the eye of the beholder. And ever since I saw her, man, I just wanted to hold her. Hand both hands like a PlayStation controller. And wake up to her like a fresh cup of Folgers. Polar.
I apologize if this is too soon, but I ain't wanna wait too long to
tell you how I feel and how I keep it real. And I pray to God that I ain't wrong. This moment feels just right, just right, just right. This moment feels just right, just right, just right.
Joy. Girl, ever since I met you, all I did was think about you. I knew I had to have you, cause I couldn't live without you. And your man is a joke, he don't really care. Lend you my shoulder, no more crying, baby, wipe them tears. Me and you, no truer two, we like a hand in glove. I bet you exhausted your whole life, you ran from love. Praying to the man above for someone that could handle you. I ain't trying to hold you down, I'd rather see you standing up. I don't wanna say goodbye, I'd much rather keep in touch. Put you on the plate, say my grace, proceed to eat you up. When we hit the sheets, that's the only time I beat it up. Slow it down, then speed it up. I'm like, am I a freak or what? But don't get it twisted, I'm enlightened. When the time come, you gon' get mind fucked, and I'ma make your mind come. Lost on the road, I need a sign, I'm trying to find one. My vision's kinda blurry, but your ex really the blind one.
I apologize if this is too soon, but I ain't wanna wait too long to tell you how I feel. I swear I keep it real, and I pray to God that I ain't wrong. This moment feels just right, just right, just right. This moment feels just right, just right, just right.
I met you on that bright summer day. Bright sun, blue sky, pretty smile, brown eyes, thick thighs, no ass, but for me, you were just right.
Thick thighs, no ass, but for me, you were just right.
Couldn't wait to get your number and call. But first, what was your name? And she said, Rochelle Hall. Keith says, man, it's turned to days and days into weeks. My love began to grow, and for her, I was weak. So you can say whatever, but it's where I wanna be. And everything to her is what I wanna be. So you can hate on her, and you can hate on me. But I love her said forever, and that's something you can't be. But keep trying. So I apologize if this is too soon, but I don't wanna wait too long. Cause you are my life, for you I will fight. And when we both together feel so damn right.
Damn right, damn
right. I apologize if this is too soon, but I ain't wanna wait too long to tell you how I feel. I swear I keep it real, and I pray to God that I ain't wrong. This moment feels just right, just right, just right. This moment feels just right, just right, just right.
Yo, 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 we are back. If you are just tuning in, it's your boy B-Chay and T-Rell with OGNT presents OG Radio's Let's Talk Tuesdays. Topic of the day, old versus new, hip-hop versus what you want to call the new, mumble rap, hook rap.
Hook rap?
Hook rap.
Mumble rap.
All right, so while I was... While we was playing the hits or whatever, I was looking up top 25 new rappers, and I want your opinion on them. You know what I'm saying? Even if you haven't heard of them or not, you know what I'm saying? I want your opinion on them. All right.
I got three favorites, but go ahead.
We got three favorites. You want to go from? I'm going to go top two. It's 27. Okay?
Okay.
All right, I'm going to go to 27. So number 27 on down. Stupid Young. You ever heard of him?
Sounds familiar, but never listened to his music.
Parson Fontaine?
Not at all.
Nope. Asian Doll?
Now, I've heard, that's a girl chick, right?
Yeah, it'd be better be.
I heard of her, I believe. I'm familiar with like a track or two.
Kid yeah. Trunks. Born July 4th, 2000. Name is Kid Trunks.
Potential. There's potential.
You heard him before?
Yeah, there's potential, but you know, man.
I don't think she should be on this list. She cold though. No Name. I know you heard No Name before.
Yeah, yeah.
No Name Gypsy.
Yeah, but B's been around around a while, right?
Yeah, she been cold. Like, I guess she been underground. Now she just coming up to the light or whatever, I guess. But she cold. I guess one of my favorite female artists.
I guess
Don,
from the eyes of the world, you know.
Yeah, you already know. What about Don Toliver?
Sounds familiar, but I don't think I listen to anything.
Brad Bobby?
Have no idea.
Terror Whack?
Nope.
This dude James is Dave. His name Dave. He top 18.
Dave.
He a British rapper. I'm a Young Nutty.
That's... Now, Young Nudie, yes. Now,
Nudie.
I like his music. Yeah, I like his music.
Would you say he
I'm
fits in the description of the Youngs?
He's
would
a
you
young
say he fit that description?
He's not a mumble rapper.
Okay.
You can actually understand what he's saying, but he's not a mumble rapper. But he's in the new school.
All right, okay. What about your boy Young Bands?
I have no idea who the hell that is.
Bro, if you see these pictures, bro, these niggas look crazy. and these names is just fucked up. Swati, I know you ain't heard of her before.
Hell no. See, these are names that maybe my son would know.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like Sheck West.
Now
Sheck
West,
De Niro,
he had,
you know,
Sheck De Niro been out around, and Sheck West,
yeah.
He's what, 1920. He made that song about Mo Bamba. The NBA player.
Yeah, Mo Bamba.
His album was alright. It was better than I expected it to be. But he needs to drop more shit for me to be like, you know.
They got Cardi B up here at 13.
Why is she even? She's been out a while, and her first two mixtapes was trash, and then she finally got.
But
home
you sound
with,
well,
like,
yeah,
yellow
I'm
shit.
Exactly. This was like 2019. They snapped off, and she snapped off in 2019.
So I feel like with Cardi, she's like a new age Nicki. So everybody's riding that wave. The same way when Nicki came out, they rode her wave.
What about
to me personally, lyrically, she ain't shit. Lyrically, just don't be talking about shit.
I heard Offset write for her. Well, she got a ghostwriter. She said she got a ghostwriter, right? She came out and said that.
Probably. It's you know, that's why it ain't shit.
That's a
it's
whole
just,
other discussion.
To me,
like, do you really want to consider her a rapper? She got a ghostwriter.
I mean, I can't.
We ain't gonna talk about her right now. We gonna come back to that. What about
Lil
Mosey?
Lil Mouth Luke. I've heard some of the stuff.
I've never heard of some of these people, bro. So I apologize for y'all listening. And y'all be like, oh, you fuck it up, Trey. I've never heard these people.
I guarantee that somebody like, what the fuck?
Yeah. I know YBN Namor.
Yeah. He's actually dope.
He decent, G. I ain't even gonna lie to you. He's
killing it.
Now, these next three, I got totally different opinions. I got 100% different opinions on all feel the same way about none of these three. The first one is Lil Nas X. I'll fuck with him.
Okay.
I'll fuck with him hard as hell.
He's not a fucking rapper.
He a rapper.
He's not a fucking rapper. I'm gonna just throw shit out there.
That's a rapper.
I like
bro.
What
that's
he's
I said.
Doing.
It's a new wave. It's a new wave, bro. New wave. What is he, an R&B singer? He's not.
I don't know what category to put him in.
That's a rap, bro.
A comical
in the rap category. It ain't comical, bro.
No, I don't know.
Stay with me. Panini. I fuck with Blueface.
Okay, so here's the thing about Blueface. I researched the hell when he first came out. The funny thing about Blueface is he can actually rap, but he says he chooses to rap how he raps because it makes money. He said himself that there's no, what the fuck did he say? The rap ain't the same how it used to be. You could just get a good beat, a good hook, and just make music. Whether it's trash or not, people are going to still buy it, love it, or stream it, whatever. So
he said the same thing. What he said? So he ain't a rapper.
Much.
He is finessing.
So I respect what
fuck
he said. Pretty much.
I fuck with him.
He's like,
finessing everybody. I ain't never buy an album.
Pretty
nothing,
much.
But he's finessing everybody. I'm gonna tell you right now, his rap style, it shit throw me the fuck off. My first time I heard him, I was, what the fuck? That shit threw me the fuck off. I like, this nigga is not on the beat whatsoever, like, at all. But he got one verse. Yes, indeed. He got one verse I fuck with. The number eight is Gunna.
I actually like him, but I like him not by himself. I like when he paired up with Lil Baby.
Lil Baby. I thought the nigga was a group at first.
Yeah, pretty much. Lil Baby Gunna.
Nah, Lil Baby and Gunna. Bro, like, honestly, though, I can tell you I've never heard a Gunna song. I've not heard a Gunner song. I heard
I
hella Lil Baby songs. I fuck with Lil Baby. I'm looking right now to see if I've heard of any of his, just his songs. That's nothing against him. I just never been exposed to Gunna.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I feel like he's better when he's paired up with Lil Baby.
Mm-hmm. Well, shit, I don't know nothing about him, though. I can't say nothing. I don't know if he fit in the new school, the old school, or just something different.
He's a new school. No.
I see. What about YB and Cordy? Cordy? Can't, I don't know if I pronounce it right. Ah, shit,
yeah.
I don't know. He likes
it. I think he's a dude with a list. He got braids and shit. Dread, something like that.
Yeah.
I've listened to his freestyles on, not Sway. It was either Sway or Funkmaster Flex. He's not a mumble rapper. He's one of those I could fit into the old school.
Okay. All right. Now, I want your opinion on Roddy Ricch. Mister.
That's. Oh no, man. I don't. Yeah.
I got.
It's not enough of his songs for me right now.
Man, I go first. G. Fuck you. I on one note, I admire his creativity because I looked at the making of the. Shit. He was like, fuck it, you don't really
right.
like it. I said, I love that shit. I hate the sound. That shit annoying. As a producer, I hate the sound. It suck your nose because I hear that shit. Like, and it's like, that is catchy and it stuck in my head. Like, I'll be at work. I say that shit. I don't like that shit, but I'm saying, I like the beat and everything. I like his choosing and everything. I don't know if that's him. As far as his lyrics go, as a lyricist, he got some questionable shit that he's saying, and this shit be throwing me off. Like, I was driving with my brother, G, and I heard one of his shit. He talking about sticking an ecstasy pill in the bitch ass. Oh, I'm, whoa, what? Play that shit back.
Lil Boosie said some shit like that before.
Me personally, I don't listen to Lil Boosie like that.
I guess that's another form of taking X.
I have to ask some people. I ain't privy to those type of situations.
Right.
But I ask and that thing. Yeah, you're right. It's another form of stimulation. But at the same time, G, how old is Roddy Ricch? probably like, you know what I'm saying?
I have no idea. He young.
He's not that young. He was born in 1998, so he can't be that young. But at the same time, he got all of these young, these children. You know what I'm saying? He got a lot of money. He got the, he running the wave right now. It's him. He got the game right now. He got the game on lock right now.
My 14-year-old daughter loves the hell out of Roddy Ricch.
You got to – you so might have
definitely
some explaining.
Got the younger crowd.
You might have some explaining to do when she asks you some questions about what he, what he's saying. Cause,
pretty much.
Yeah. So that's what I'm saying. I fuck with him. I don't know, like, and that's just me being a lyricist. I listen to lyrics. I don't think nobody listened to, like, lyrics enough for them to be like, uh-oh, okay. Everybody just fuck with him because, like, in the box. You know what I'm saying? It's a catchy-ass hook. I fuck with that shit hard as hell. What, that?
Oh, man. That's how
that's
I know
it.
Pretty much, though.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? That's, but, like, right now, like, he killing it. It's shit everywhere right now. Like, yeah. Like, let's see, what's up? Polo G?
I fuck
Chi-Town,
with Polo.
Bro.
I fuck with Polo G. Chi-Town all day. Definitely fuck with Polo G. Definitely fits into the old school category.
Yeah, he got bars, bro. He got bars. You know what I'm saying? He might not be the most lyrics, but he cold, bro. What about YNW? What's up with all these letters, G? Niggas game. YNW.
I have no idea.
You never heard of them before?
YNW?
Yeah,
no, I never heard of that.
No, see. You know, but three, though, so see, you got to be somewhere. All right, and these two top motherfuckers I fuck with heavy. It's Lil Baby and DaBaby.
Definitely fuck with both of them.
I fuck with Lil
Baby. DaBaby is so creative for his own style of music. Like, yeah, I definitely fuck with him. And Lil Baby just, you know, that's a lot of shit to vibe to when you're riding in the car and shit.
Question, though. Do you think that DaBaby could have made it in 2000? Think he would have been successful in 2000?
I think he would have had the potential to because he does have some tracks that's definitely lyrical, and he also has, you know, the funny shit. So I think he would have skewed David to fit. Lil Baby wouldn't have, but the Baby would have.
Nah, Lil Baby would have definitely made it in 2000. He just would have been on a whole lot of hooks. He would have been on a whole lot of hooks. Because his voice was, like, different. He would have been on a whole lot of hooks.
Exactly.
That shit decent.
But I'm surprised I didn't see Lil Uzi on there.
In 2019? Nah. This is newer. Top of the game in 2000. This is like 2019, 2020. Like, new. Like, just
hop on the new list. Yeah. I'm dumbfounded.
Nah, look.
Half those people, I have no idea.
Hold on, I'm about to play a couple of tracks, and then we gonna get to it on these. I want to say we gonna talk about the Lil Uzis and the Lil Yachty's and shit. Cause Lil Yachty just came out with a video, man.
I
fuck with Yachty, and he came out with it. You heard that Bopra's bank account?
Yes. Yes.
All right. I'm going to play these tracks real quick, and I'm going to come back. All right?
For sure.
I'm so fine. I put my best foot forward, cause I'ma take it. My heart keeps chasing, cause in my mind, can I really take it? But I got dedication. These broke niggas called really racing. Trying to get in the bag, the government is tracing. Smoking weed that the niggas lacing. You niggas trying to get a shell, I'm engaging. So what you really chasing? Stupid thoughts in my cause I'ma make it mine, make it mine. You niggas wonder what I'm rooting for. I've been to war, I got the scars, now I'm coming for everyone that ever doubted me, including family. Now you bitch niggas can't see. Thought a bad bitch wouldn't see you. I make moves like a real dude. I'm too rude, they say. Why Maya got such an attitude?
Never care.
Y'all just got me fucked up, but y'all lucked up, cause this world is real fucked up. And I need to re-up and smoke all my tree up. Today's the day that y'all need to pray before this modern day D-Day. Now I'm finna switch the flow up, from the flow up. This the shit that rich niggas pull up. Don't come for real unless you paying my bills, showing me thrills, or buying me meals, or giving me chills. Real. That's what your niggas lacking in, sex appeal. Looking in the mirror, I just saw your next meal.
But they missed the shit. Talk nasty to your chick, cause I'm filthy rich. I had to text her baby daddy, come and get the bitch. Call me East Atlanta Santa on my business shit. Put that Rolls Royce truck on my Christmas list. I try to make her snort it, all I need a witness, bitch. I'm serving so much when you lose your kidneys quick. I woke up in a dun, then I jumped in a Wraith. Next time I piss in a cup, I'm throwing that shit in their face. I'm trying to run that money up while I'm still standing in place. I went to sleep in the A, but I woke up in L.A. Scooch!
Trap nap, now I'm back at it. I'm addicted to the trap, I'm a trap addict. All I know is trap, I got a trap addict. Took a trap nap, now I'm back at it. Trap nap, now I'm back at it. Took a trap nap, now I'm back at it. All I know is trap, I got a trap habit. Took a trap nap, now I'm back at it.
Thank you.
Yo. You're now back in tune with your boy B Train T Real with OG Radio Let's Talk Tuesdays. And I just thought about some shit.
What's up, bro?
Alright, so what's your favorite freshman class? For like that. What's your favorite double XL freshman class?
The year Lil Uzi stepped on the scene. Literally. I want to say that was the 2016.
You talking
class,
about
maybe?
The year when he became a freshman?
Yeah,
when he was
when
on
he
that
was
talking about with Kodak Black and all?
Yeah, it was Yachty, Kodak Black. Hell, that whole year, that whole freshman class was dope.
I got a freshman class that's better than that, and just all bad. You can see
wait,
like
wait,
most of these niggas on here is lyricists.
Or you talking?
It all
like,
matter. It all matter. I asked your freshman, your favorite freshman. You chose.
Shit.
You chose.
Ooh, wait a minute.
My,
hold on, now, wait a minute.
Now,
wait a minute.
Put that class versus the class of
okay.
2007. Do you remember who was on 2007?
Who was on 2007?
All right. Every single one of these motherfuckers will eat up, lyrically eat up everybody else. Except for about one of these people. I don't know. I can't remember. I don't know.
See, I thought you were talking about, like, the new, you know, the new generation wave of music. Yeah,
and you put your new school versus my old school, and I'm trying to tell you. Look, I'm, right,
okay,
I'm going to show you. Fair. I'm about to say it. All right. Saigon. Class.
Fuck that is.
You know who Saigon is? Okay, cool.
Hell no.
Class.
Okay.
Rich Boy.
Okay.
Lupe Fiasco.
Hell no. Lupe.
Listen,
hell no.
Listen, every class got their downers. I'm trying to look. Listen, just listen. They in the
Lupe
class. I don't mean that's why I picked them. Lupe. All
right. Keep
Lil Boosie.
Okay.
Gorilla Zoe.
Hey.
Joel Ortiz. Crooked Eye,
yeah.
Pat Poose, Young Dro.
Oh my God!
Now those motherfuckers, like that's.
That was it. That was it. That was it.
That's the class. That's the class I put against your class.
Oh well, fuck. They ain't. it's hell no. Nah. They ain't eating my class up. I'll put it like that.
They win.
Now, okay. You said Papoose. Papoose by himself would probably eat everybody. I give you that.
They winning. Lupe eating their ass up.
I just
Ortiz,
don't like Lupe.
Eating their ass
up.
You don't like Lupe.
I just don't like Lupe, bro. Yeah, he's from,
you
know, from the side. I just don't like his crab baby ass.
What you got against him?
You know, the whole spiel when Chief Keef and them came back. And, you know, he talked all that shit and talked about they dreads and shit, and this motherfucker went and did it. Like, why are you crying about something that you know happens in Chicago? You're talking about the style of music, which is now the drill music and shit. Talking about the killings. Like, it's been happening since the 20s, dog. Why are you acting like it's something new? Okay.
He's just probably putting in his 2 cents. Dude, that's all that shit was. He putting in his 2 cents.
Nah, he's crying like a little bitch.
your class has. I'm looking at them right now. All right, it got Lil Yachty, Designer, Dave East, Denzel Curry, G Herbo, Lil Uzi, Lil Dicky, Anderson Park, 21
yep.
Savage, and Kodak Black.
Now, the only motherfucker I'm Xing out of that whole entire class is Designer's Weak Ass.
Hey,
I don't
whole
know.
Song, though?
I don't know what the hell.
As far as songs go, Timmy Turner, dude, it's a little
minor.
Kill it, like walk it. You know.
And you know what? That's the only shit you know. You wouldn't know. Nobody know what else he's saying in that damn song. Just like the whole
fucking Da Vinci. They be wildin', fucking on BET, wildin' for wallet, kill everybody, walk. I know the song, dude. That was my shit.
You had to look that shit up, goddammit.
I did. No, I looked at the video. It had like a little ball bouncing ball at the bottom of that shit.
You're right.
Cause I was like, this nigga talking about the family, our parents, nigga. Damn, what is he on?
So, Yachty, he can be lyrical. He's also one of those people who can switch his style up.
You
want to
know how I
say
about Yachty?
We know he's fucking lyrical. What up,
Lil Yachty ass? He cold as hell, but I think he a hustler. I think his mindset is all about money than fame. Cause I'm noticing, you know what I'm saying, low key, he writing more and more for more of these new wave people. And this nigga making money on every avenue. So as far as that go, like Lil Yachty, I fuck with Yachty. I fuck with him. Look, I'm saying,
smart,
Lil Boat. Just off the Lil Boat. And just cause he introduced me to one of my favorite artists. I'm saying Drum, Big Baby Drum. You fuck with Big Baby Drum?
Oh yeah.
That man.
Okay.
Now that man right there, I don't know when he came out specifically, but after that Broccoli, every song he came out after that, I forgot.
It was dope. Hell yeah.
That nigga got.
And
who else on here?
Lil Uzi, be snapping. Uzi snapping on every fucking thing.
Yeah. And I wouldn't classify him as a mumble rapper. I can understand what he's saying.
He's probably emo rap.
Yeah, emo, but he out here. He his songs is decent though, and they catchy too, catchy as hell.
Which brings me to an artist who I've been loving since 2016, Trippy Red.
You want me to
Trippy
be honest
Red
about him?
To me, yes.
Never heard any of his songs.
Oh, my God. I got to put
Never.
You on to him, bro. I got to.
Put me on that.
You
got
to listen to
him.
Man.
Never heard
Trippy,
any of his songs.
He and his shit. I feel like the way that we look at Jay-Z and Wayne and them right now, how we look at them right now, I feel like in years to come, people will look at him that same way.
Trippy?
That's my opinion. Yeah. That's my opinion.
Bro, I've only seen this man one time, and that's when he was talking with, he was talking about Joyner Lucas.
Yeah, you should definitely get on to his music. It's definitely shit that you can actually understand, listen to, vibe with, and everything. Laugh, cry, all that shit with.
I don't want to cry, nigga. Fuck that shit.
I mean, yeah. We're niggas. All
right, let's see. I'm saying Herbo, G Hurt. I'm saying Herbo, I fuck with Herb.
Now,
look,
we
Dickie,
know
for a
minute, we know G Herbo was the motherfucking Silk the Shocker of the rap game. Cause his ass never on beat, but he always spit that fire ass shit. And then with the recent album, the recent project he just dropped, that shit, overexceeded my expectations.
That shit was decent. It was nice. He was rapping on beat and shit. I fuck with her. I mean, I fuck with him. But at the same time, I fuck with Dirk too. You know what I'm saying? If you want to call Lil Nas X a whole another person, you got to put Lil Dirk in that situation too then.
What would you call
Lil Dirk? Lil Dirk be singing.
He harmonized. Let him tell it. He harmonized.
But he's singing, G.
But
and ain't nothing wrong with it, but he's singing. So you know what I'm saying?
Nah, ain't nothing. Go to bed. Dirk is definitely excelled throughout his career. From all that, drill shit to where he at now.
Yeah.
And then, the track that he's actually putting out now is gets better and better than me. I'm excited to hear like how everybody was excited when you hit a twitch of that lightly, Wayne about to get on track and kill shit. That's how I am when Dirk is on the track. When that beat drop, when you that, Wayne about to kill some shit.
I'm a real that light of flick. Yes, sir. It ain't over, man. Let's see. Who else? Awesome. Hi, hi. My favorite new artist. My favorite new artist right now is Joyner Lucas. Joint,
well, I haven't really been
too.
Following
I got two.
The new. But why you say him?
Joyner Lucas brings everything. That nigga, I feel like he every single one of my favorite rappers combined into one person. Cause he rap
oh,
about
shit.
Real ass shit. Like he literally raps about
that's
real what? Ass shit. And his style is cold. It's entertaining. It's entertaining to listen to. You know what I'm saying? Like, I've never seen like anything like this shit until he came online. Like he got a whole bunch of deep ass songs that like it'll have you. You know what I'm saying? Like back when I used to digest in the with the marijuana. Hey, listen to the bro sound, boy. He had me, you know what I'm saying, deep in thought, G. Like, and then, like, I'd be understanding his shit, like, real talk. And not even though I don't smoke no more, I'm listening to that shit. It still hit me, like, damn, this shit cold as hell. Like, the man, bro, the man did Tory Lanez, G. I know you heard them.
Nope.
Oh my god, song of the show open. I'm sending you some links. You send me your links, I'm sending you links, bro. Listen to this man, Joyner Lucas. And on Friday, I want to hear what your opinion is, because this nigga, Joyner Lucas, be spit, bro. Like, he remind me of somebody like. The only reason why I know Trippy Red, because this nigga dissed him with Tory Lanez. Because he the one told Tory Lanez to diss this nigga. And he was like, I don't even want it, but fuck it, he's going to get this shit. And he murdered that nigga, Tory Lanez. Tory Lanez came back and then Joyner Lucas came back and smacked the shit out of his ass. And he was like, nigga, you don't want that shit. And then Tory Lanez was about to...
Where was I with all this shit going on?
I don't know, bro. You must have been high, low, under a rock, G. But Joyner Lucas killed this nigga. I'm sad.
Now I gotta go
my
look
shit.
Him up and shit.
For real, for real. So,
now I ask you, who's your favorite rapper of all time?
Of all time?
Of all time.
Damn. Of all time. It might be my favorite rapper of all time is Talib Kweli.
Okay, I can see why you said that.
It was the first musician as a teenager that I listened to that was rap. Because I wasn't even, you know, like when you were a little kid, you don't really listen to music. That shit just be in the background, you doing whatever the fuck you want to do. And Talib Kweli is like the only person, like the first person that I listened to. Like I was really got in tune with the man, like just to get by. And I'm from New York. Y'all fuck with it. And then, like, from there, I got introduced to Jay-Z. I got introduced to, like, the Kanye West and Mos Def and Busta Rhymes. And
right.
That's when I started, like, because they all got on the remix to Just to Get By. And I really fucked with
right.
all of they had.
Yeah,
like,
I remember that remix.
That
shit was hard.
And shit, I had to, I was saying on one of my mixtapes, I just had to hop on the beat because that shit was just that damn cold. I was like, man, this shit hit. This is a hit right here. But yeah, that's my favorite rapper of all time. Like I mean, Royce da 5'9" is one of my favorite rappers too. But out of all time, you want to say all time? I gotta be Talib Kweli just because it was the first. His lyrical style is one of them that I tried to implement as becoming a rapper. Like me being a producer first, I tried to copy it. I couldn't copy it.
Funny you say that because you do remind me of a Talib Kweli.
Mm-hmm.
So it's when you said it in my head, I'm like, yep, hit it on his head.
And not a lot of people
style,
know who Talib Kweli is.
Similar. Yeah.
That's my favorite rapper of all time. I hope I meet his ass one day. Him and Mos Def. I hope I meet both of their that Black Star shit. I love that shit. That was my shit. Give me your favorite new artist and your favorite artist of all time, then.
See, I don't really, you know, my new artist.
You gotta give me somebody.
I don't really fuck with too many of the new people. Like I'd say maybe 2019 and up. I don't really. I'm not feeling all of this shit like that, you know.
Well, you gotta.
But, like, I don't even know who's new. I don't even know, you know, like that list you gave me. I'm like, you know, I don't fuck with them like that.
You fuck with that?
Hell no. But due to the list that you gave me of new rappers, I would have to say DaBaby if we go off that list. You know,
DaBaby.
I mean, I would say Lil Uzi, but he's not new. But I'll go with DaBaby off that list. You know what I'm saying? His creative style, he's like a miniature genius. You know what I'm saying? When it comes to certain shit, he could give you whatever. Now, the only thing we haven't heard yet was a soft song. Well, no, actually, no, I'm lying. There was a couple soft songs I heard, and it was
yeah,
actually
a couple
lit.
Soft songs. But he flipped them. He ended up with them.
Now, my favorite artist of all time, anybody who knows me knows that I love fucking Jay-Z. I am a Jay-Z fanatic.
Okay.
When I first heard his first album, Reasonable Doubt, I lost my mind.
See, I ain't
and
never heard
follow
of
that blueprint and shit, man.
I fuck with the Blueprint, though. That's when I got introduced to the Nas Blueprint. And then I had to go back when he was dissing Nas to the Reasonable Doubt. So I got to understand that.
Nobody
said
that. Yeah. I would defend Jay-Z to the end. I'm always say Nas did not kill Jay and Ethan. And I know there's a lot of people who say otherwise, you know. Yeah,
Ethan was gross. He did his thing,
you know. Because I'm a fanatic, I'm gonna say no, but yeah.
But said we're running out of time. Say we over time. I'm gonna go ahead and play us out, but let's close it out with last words. My last words. I'm starting doing shit like that. Last words. I'm gonna let you go ahead and do your last words first. Saying what your last words on this old versus new school.
My last words. To be honest, you know, I like what all the new people are doing out here. It's the new wave. I think of it as if when we were kids, our parents didn't understand the music that we were listening to, and now that we're getting up there, it's the same thing. But I like the direction that it's going. A lot of people are getting, you know, they're getting known now. They're getting famous out here, whether it's the one-hit wonder or whatever. Everybody nowadays are getting famous for something. And I like what they're doing with the game nowadays.
100% correct. I fuck with that shit.
Oh, yeah. All
right. My last words. These niggas suck. No, I'm I feel like the level of talent has lowered, but it's still some people that shine through. Like I feel like because some people understand like hip hop has become simplistic. I don't know if I said the word right, but simplistic. That it allows artists to come in the game not doing a lot or not asking for a lot, not making a lot of money. Like, people get, like, $10,000 in the advance. Motherfuckers get $1 million advances, $3 million advances and shit. Now people getting, like, $10 million or $10,000 advances and shit. So I think that record labels know that the talent that they're getting isn't that high. And I know that they're just getting what they can get out of them. I feel like some, like, the baby step it up. Like, people say, all his shit sounds the same. Well, shit, he making money off of it. Don't, yeah. I'm saying, hey, bro, don't fix it. You feel me? I'm saying, you got people like Joyner Lucas. Joyner Lucas is killing. You got people like my nigga, the Boogie. Not A Boogie with the hoodie. I'm talking about just Boogie. Look that nigga up. He just signed to Shady. He is fucking niggas up. And he signed a sexy-ass deal.
Okay.
It's a lot of people that's right now that's kicking ass, and that's not really, I want to say, not really in the public eye as much as the baby or little baby, you know what I'm saying, Megan Thee Stallion or somebody like that. But they are making money. You know what I'm saying? Just because they ain't in front of the public eye don't mean they ain't out here killing this shit. Because Boogie been, oh, my God, Boogie. As a matter of fact, Joyner Lucas and Boogie, they're my new favorite artist. Them motherfuckers on fucking with right now. But final words, though, I feel like it's a little bit of old school and the new school. You just got to look where it's at. And then for those who are privy or I'm saying don't, I'm saying necessarily agree with what the new school has to offer, I'm saying that's what the classics are for. What JC say, you want the old hole, play the old hole type shit.
Right.
So that's all I got to say. And then on that note, this has been OG Radio. I'm signing to your boy B Trey. And I'm not to your rep. I'm going to play us out with some new.
Okay.
I can't even find it, man.
But while he's searching for that, I hope y'all had enjoyed this show tonight. Hope y'all, whatever y'all doing, have a safe night. Be fucking, you know, sanitary, sanitizing all that shit of this bullshit that's spreading around, whatever the fuck it is. Thank y'all for listening tonight, and I hope y'all have a good night.
Oh, yeah. Wash your motherfucking hands.
In your ass.
Nah, I don't fuck about your ass. You ain't spread the shit to your ass. Wash your motherfucking hands. I don't know why everybody getting toilet paper. Wash your motherfucking hands.
That, you know what? Well, this will be another discussion, but yeah, I don't understand why they bought all this fucking toilet paper. Like, what?
All right, fuck it.
Wash your hands.
We're
going to
talk about that shit on Friday. All right, we're going to go ahead and get right now. Topic of discussion on Friday, coronavirus. And all the bullshit that has got going on.
Hell yeah, definitely.
Alright, and that has been the shit when we play us out.
Play this shit on TNT.
Man, fuck off. Hey, man, hold on to game shit, man. Oh, no, I'm fuck coming, man.
I know we bumming, man. MBK, man. MBM.
Man, let me hit that. No fucking game, you can have the fame. I took this stand, now I'm a man, y'all can't comprehend. No matter what I tell my fans, they don't know where I've been. You claim you a man, why you looking for a helping hand? Find me talking down on me, they don't understand. I really come up out the sand, trying to get some bands. Life a bitch, so you might as well just get some bands. Fuck a bitch, you know they all known for doing dick. Had to calm down, they had told me hit the switch. Ain't know the Glock came with a switch, four fast and sticks. Hit a nigga and his shit came up all glitch. They know I'm always on the lick, came up from shit. Moan them always on the hit, came up all blitz. Never trip on y'all for talking my downfall. like to shit on y'all. Just to shit on y'all, yeah, finna hit the mall. Finna bad, oh yeah, back on the wall. Don't find me talking about me, I jaw like on wind. Been feeling hella pain ever since I was a child. OG told me to never stop, you gon' be on top. Fuck these bitches and chase the riches, nigga, never stop. Don't find me talking about me, I jaw like